This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so every Friday about this time, we get several texts from people. They're like, hey, where's Lisa Ann? What did you guys do to piss off Lisa Ann? Why is she not with you guys on Fridays at 8:43 anymore? And I'm like, we didn't do anything. She's still our dear friend. She's just kind of dialed it back on doing all the radio hits during fantasy football season this year, you know, kind of sitting back. Well, I'll let her say that because she is joining us right now. It's great to connect once again with our good friend and the foremost authority on fantasy football anywhere, still to this day, Lisa Ann. Lisa, welcome in. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Both of you, great to be on air with you. And I have to say, you know, I keep going back to the message that we get from the flight attendant that says, put your mask on first before you help someone else. I think because I'm not helping everyone else this year, my teams are doing so much better. I actually have an undefeated team, and I am so obsessed with this undefeated team. You know, I know it's only four games, but I do feel like the Warriors, when they were at, like, the 77 win streak, and they were just like, I kind of want to lose, you know, to just get one out of the way, but I don't want to lose. This is what I'm living with. It's been a fantastic season. It's been nice to kind of cut back and be in less leagues and be able to be more attentive to those leagues and also be focusing on my other businesses, which has been great as well.
Yeah, no, you got so much stuff going on. It's great. We're so happy for you. So you're crushing it right now. Is there a particular player or players that you had targeted before the year that are sort of your cheat code right now? You're like, I identified these guys, I got them on all my teams, and this is why I'm winning right now.
You know, I really tried to not go crazy on having too many of the same players, but players that I truly still believed in that I got made fun of in every single draft were Joe Mixon, sidebar, sorry, it's a bummer because I really got the tips from listening to John McClain about what a great pass-catching back Mixon would be in your offense. So I'll be still running him out. But Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, like I'm going for these players and getting hit, and boy, Alvin Kamara, great season. Derrick Henry, great season. We've been hit by the injury bug, as always, Cooper Kupp, and we've also been hit by a slow start. But I believed in Diggs moving into a new environment, being able to be a veteran presence. And when he rushed in that touchdown last week, and I texted you, Sean, like, I've never been happier to be having made fun of in my drafts than this season because it's working out.
Well, that's where, you know, one of the big questions going into this season was nobody knew where to draft Diggs or Nico Collins or Tank Dell because who's going to get the ball in any given week. So far, it's been a whole lot of Nico Collins. So there's probably a lot of people out there that got a pretty good, that drafted him in a pretty good spot relative to where he is right now, right?
Yeah, and he was kind of going above Diggs in a couple of leagues, playing really into what we saw from Nico Collins last season. I just felt like Diggs would make himself known that he's going to get in the end zone at least once a week. That's what I'm happy about, right? But Nico Collins just been a beast for you. A beast.
Yeah, are you pretty invested in some of the I mean, you mentioned Mixon. Are you pretty invested in the Texans across the board? How have they been for you guys? How have they been for you fantasy-wise so far this year?
I'm invested in C.J. Stroud across the board, especially in my super flex leagues. I've got 3 shares of Diggs, 3 shares of Mixon, and only 1 share of Nico Collins. So it's good to be very focused on your squad.
So the Cowboys, what's up? You're a Cowboys fan.
I'll give you my take on this. It's a great question because, you know, we have all the pieces. Yes, we did get hit with some injuries last week, and that's going to hurt us this week. But before those 2 injuries happened, we were completely healthy. We've got 3 running backs, and if you put them together in, like, some sort of model, you know, took them apart, they'd be 1 running back, right? So here we are with that. We don't do business well, and I think Jerry Jones is showing us in the world a great new example. We don't run our lives the way that people used to run lives. We talk a lot about mental health and feeling good about what you're doing in the space that you're existing in. You can only feel good in that space is if you're confident, if you know that you are well-liked, received, needed, wanted, you know, the contract deals lingering and the game playing. Signing that Dak contract the day of the season was like a bride and groom signing their prenup at their wedding. Who would do that? Nobody would do that. It would take away from the wedding. Signing that contract took away from Dak's season. And Jerry Jones is an example for all of us on how not to manage our businesses and how not to treat people.
I'm kind of into this notion of somebody signing the prenup like right up there at the altar.
But isn't that exactly what it resembled when this happened? He's so tacky.
A little bit.
Oh, he's so tacky.
It wasn't as tacky as if they had waited and not signed him, I suppose. And then, of course, who knows? Who knows how it all works out for the
Just
Cowboys.
To be clear, any document that has me getting $231 million guaranteed, I'll be happy to sign it at the altar or in the back or wherever. It doesn't matter.
You know, well said. If I was the bride and that's what I was signing on, you're right. I probably wouldn't mind doing it in front of a photographer and have confetti thrown as well. Maybe some candy.
There you go. Are you, as a Cowboy, are you cool with the Dak contract? Are you cool with him being around for 4 more years with all that money?
I am. I don't think it makes much of a difference. I think there's many more problems with the Dallas Cowboys than Dak. You know, CD is not in sync yet. Those drops are unacceptable. And these are the same people that were, like, digging on Dak, you know, at the end of the season on social media. I think that the vibes aren't high. And the cohesiveness is not really what it needs to be. I don't doubt that Dak's a great quarterback and can get it done. Look, we're watching Baker Mayfield get it done.
Yeah.
But I do think the chemistry has to be better, and I don't think that it is. You see that chemistry in Tampa, even though they took that loss last night. Boy, that team's playing well, and so is Baker.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback is – we're talking to Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert, right?
Yeah,
now.
That's – well, and quarterback is very intriguing this year. My biggest question is – having watched Sam Darnold, you know, play versus the Texans and for the rest of, I can't bring myself quite there, but I think he's for real.
Yeah, I mean, we're wondering if everyone went out and picked up Sam Darnold. Everybody went out and picked up Andy Dalton after that big performance. But at the same time, then next week, when you have to put them in your lineup, you ask yourself,
yeah,
do I believe this? Does this feel right? I've watched how many years of mediocre performances. What am I doing to my fantasy squad right now, right? So that's where we're at, but we're seeing it. Even Kirk Cousins last night, 500 yards. My first thing I did was made sure I wasn't facing him in any of my lineups. Like, I'm like, I know I'm not managing any teams with Cousins, so I need to see if I'm playing against him, because if so, I'm done for the week already.
Hey,
but go ahead.
You know, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead. I was just about to say, we got a bunch of people texting in, but go ahead and finish your point right
there. Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, I think you got to believe at this point. I'm sorry to say. It's gross.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, before we get this feels great. It's like old time's sake. We got texts coming in. People wanting lineup advice. Real quick though, you're up in New York. Give us the feet on the ground of the drama going on with Saleh and Rodgers and everything up there. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, luckily we have Greeny in New York to diffuse it all because he's such a Jets fan that he can tell the story better and make it not seem as stressful. So I'm more intrigued of how it works out this weekend with them having that early start. Alan Lazard getting in there is just really showing us that, Rodgers needs that comfort. It doesn't really have it with Wilson yet. Devontae Adams, like, would this be able, I mean, they don't have the cap space. This is where this isn't making a lot of sense, but there's a lot of talk, but they're definitely taking over the conversation from the lukewarm, what everyone expects of the Giants, especially with no Malik Neighbors potentially due to this concussion.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, let's get to the text here, Lisa. They're texting in. They want your advice on stuff. Zach Moss, who's going against the Ravens, or Kareem Hunt, who is back in Kansas City now?
I think you got to go Kareem Hunt. I think Kansas City is going to be like an all hands on deck. No Rashee Rice. You're still banged up in that running back room. Zach Moss has been sharing a lot of his work. So I'm going to go Kareem Hunt because this is the weird things that Kansas City does.
Yeah. The other one this guy has is Bears or Raiders defense, which without looking at opponents, I'm like, well, of course the Bears. But the Raiders play Bo Nix and that anemic Denver Broncos offense.
Yeah, and they just had a good win. They're going to take a good loss, so I would definitely go there as well.
Yeah, there you go. Garrett Wilson or Michael Pittman this weekend?
Man, can you believe you're asking yourself? These are both first-round draft picks, and you're like, this is trash. But Garrett Wilson just doesn't seem to be connecting, and I worry so much with these players in international games and cleats and fields, so I'm going to go Pittman.
Patrick Mahomes or Justin Fields? That's a legit text on our text page, right?
Okay, this is a question I have this week, and I'm in this boat. This person and I, we feel this pain. We saw 36 points on our bench last week. We are heartbroken. You know what? The Kansas City Chiefs, they're not playing for fantasy football team managers. They're paying to win every week, and we don't know how. I'm playing Justin Fields this week, and it might take me out of my undefeated status. I don't know, but I'm doing it. So if you have the courage, but you might wake up in the middle of the night on Sunday and change it.
Yep.
Go back to Patrick Mahomes because it's the logistic thing to do.
It is. It just goes to show you like the power of fantasy football. Like the debate is Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Fields. It's crazy.
I woke up in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning last Saturday night, and changed the lineup and went back to sleep.
Well, that's par for the course for you. That's
middle-of-the-night routine is much better than mine.
Yes.
I heard you had quite an episode.
Yeah.
My gosh, are you okay?
Who knows? I'm going to go to the doctor after this. We'll find out. I feel fine. I do feel like I just played a football game.
He feels fine on the air, but just to peek behind the curtain, when you stand up out of that chair, it's tough to watch.
It's rough. So for the people listening, I fainted 3 times in the middle of last night. I hit my head. I hit my butt. I hit my ribs. I don't know what I hit them on. Each time I woke up, wondering, why am I sleeping on the floor?
Yeah.
What's going on here? And then I would pass out again a few minutes later, and I'd wake up on the floor thinking, why am I sleeping on the floor? This is weird.
The worst part about that is, as a former NFL player, for your grandkids someday, you should have a great story of, like, who hit you the hardest,
yeah,
Grandpa? And the answer is the floor.
My own limp body weight.
You're right, hitting the floor.
I'm fine. No, I'm good, Lisa Ann. You're better about
it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy, that's a rough night.
Yeah.
It's a stupid night. I was dehydrated. It's my own fault.
Unbelievable.
I got it. You know, Lisa Ann, do you remember Tom Herman's old urination chart where he showed you championship-level urination? Is that light, you know, almost clear urine? I was way in the loser
scrub.
Yeah, you were
scrub urine is what you were. Oh, man. All right, Lisa, one more. This guy wants to know the Bills defense versus the Texans, or Pittsburgh versus the Cowboys.
Sad to say, but you're going to have to play Pittsburgh up against Delco.
Yeah,
I think that Pittsburgh is going to win this game, and if you're going to lose this in a horrible fashion.
I wanted to put your feet to the fire. Anything involving the Cowboys. That's from Derwin.
I don't want to play Pittsburgh the week after a loss.
Yeah.
And that's what just is happening. Tomlin is not going to lose 2 weeks in a row. So I'm already like, we're done. We're done.
There you go. You can get her on Twitter at The Real Lisa Ann. Get her on Instagram as well. She's the best. Lisa, we enjoyed this. I'm glad we did this. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thank you all. Have a great time this weekend watching the games. I miss you all as well. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks,
anytime. Lisa. We'll do it again down the road, Lisa, for sure. All right. Appreciate that. That's the great Lisa Ann joining us here. Feeling great empathy for Seth Payne. That was my big takeaway from that chat.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. She was clearly listening earlier. She loves Five Reasons I Hate You.
Oh, she does?
Yeah,
okay. I felt like I had a hard time bringing it today. Yeah.
No, you're good, man. You're good. How good was the Texans?
You know, I was super happy. Huh? The dude I wished death upon a couple.
Oh, he's loving this right now. That's almost karma, man. That is karma.
Yeah. I had that thought as I was wishing death upon that guy. I'm like, this is probably taking a little too far.
Dude.
I mean, it is all in fun, even though I adamantly said that it wasn't all in fun.
You were very descriptive.
It is all in fun.
Hope he dies in traffic.
I think I took it a little too far on that one. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Checkmate, my friend from Detroit. Checkmate.
Interesting. Touche. Interesting report from out of the Texans locker room following the Jags game. I think Texan fans actually, by and large, are pretty excited about this, but this was interesting. James Palmer had this, and we'll let you hear what it is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.